The fat old female hare, who was nurse to all the Dibbons, pulled off her poke bonnet and fanned her whiskers with it.
Fiends, marauders, all of them, what? Into the tub with a bloomin' lot of you, that's what I'd jolly well say.
Yells of dismay arose from the Dibbons.
Not more tubs, ma'am. I was only got bath last night.
We'll be scrubbed to each shadow if a new and put oi in each tub again, ma'am. Bring that right, Turfy.
Turfy the mouse babe scowled darkly.
They scrubs licklins to death in this habby.
Girdle Sprink, the hedgehog cellar keeper, eyed Turfy sternly.
You mind your manners, young'un. A bath'll do ye the world of good, then off to bed with the lot of ye.
A horrified silence fell over the Dibbon contingents. Then Ruggum raised a small clenched paw and shouted,
Dab!
Immediately, the little creatures scattered, all yelling,
Dab! 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 Dab!
Mem Flackery grabbed the two nearest hare to stop them escaping.
I say, some beast close up in the gate, sharpish!
Skipper of Otters was lithe and brawny. He swiftly closed the gates and dropped the gate lock shut. Catching a hog bay by her apron strings, he shook his rudder-like tail in puzzlement.
Dab? What's Dab supposed to mean, mate?
Crickolus, the ancient shrew gatekeeper, explained.
It's old little scamp's latest secret society. Dibbons against bedtime. That's what Dab means. They don't like being sent off to the dormitories early. Oh, I'll never join them. I loves me bed. I'd stay there all season if I could.
After a deal of chasing, the Dibbons were rounded up and herded inside the abbey. Mem and Friar Gooch, the abbey squirrel cook, followed them in.
Think I'll preserve some of those berries in honey.
Mem tried not to look crestfallen.
Not all of them, Friar. You are going to cook some tonight.
Friar Gook patted a paw.
Don't fret yourself, marm. I've planned some whortleberry sponge puddings with cream and crumble topping.
The fat hair nurse's eyes lit up greedily.
Oh, my aunt's whiskers, you're a bloomin' toff, Gooch. An absaballylutely first-rate grub-slinger, what?
Beyond the locked abbey gates, Ruggum the mole babe and Bickle the little squirrel sat on the path giggling. They had evaded capture by nipping out a second before Skipper shut the doors.
Skipper amongst chap my tail affin' in yon doors. Oi bees most speedy for a mole child,
Bickle whirled a bushy tail in delight.
As well get bath and send it to bed early. No more.
Ruggum sucked juice from a berry he found on the path.
Burbick, we am sure to get catched if an us be stappin' out yer. He mem bees awful fast for a girt fatty beast.
Bickle did not hesitate. She grabbed her friend's paw resolutely.
Come on, us run away and live in the woods, Ruggs.
Ruggum brightened up at the thought of this capital scheme.
You'm right, Bick. They ain't gonna keep baffin' us and sending us out to bed early till we am old and dead and buried.